here's a story from The World.
It's 1,000 feet long, weighs 70,000 tons, and is extremely powerful. I'm talking about China's high-tech aircraft carrier, the Shandong, which just became operational. This week, the carrier is conducting war games in the South China Sea, a disputed zone claimed by China as well as 5 other countries. The World's Patrick Nguyen says the mission has drawn furious reaction from officials in the region. So, Patrick, why is this Chinese aircraft carrier coming to the South China Sea such a big deal?
Marco, aside from nuclear warheads, this aircraft carrier is China's most powerful weapon. And now it's making its official debut in some of the most disputed waters on Earth, which is the South China Sea. Parts of the sea are claimed by other countries that are touching the sea. Vietnam and the Philippines are the main ones. And now China is sending this giant floating fortress into those contested waters to say, "This is mine." This is why China has been building aircraft carriers like this. It's actually the first one that is 100% designed by China. It's really impressive. Mm. And it sends a message to America as well, because America has been sending its aircraft carriers to the South China Sea to say, no, these waters do not just belong to China. And now, for the first time in history, the U.S. and China are both circulating aircraft carriers in that sea. So that's why this is important.
So how have neighboring countries reacted to this?
Yeah, officials in Southeast Asia are never happy to see China showing off its power in the sea because they know their navies are relatively tiny compared to China's. But as far as reactions go, the foreign minister of the Philippines, Teddy Lacson, he just kind of lost it on Twitter, saying, quote, "China, my friend, how politely can I put it? Let me see. Get the F out." He
wow.
also called China an ugly oaf. Yeah.
So does this mean China and the Philippines are on the brink of some serious clash?
It would sound like it was leading towards that, but actually, no. The foreign minister, Teddy Lacson, he had to apologize to China very promptly. He also got reprimanded by the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, who actually said through a spokesman, "Hold on, I'm the only official in this cabinet who is allowed to curse." In other words, it got buried very quickly. And everybody could see where the real power lies. It's not on Twitter. It's with military strength. It's risky to talk that way to China.
Speaking of risky, let me pick up on a point you made a moment ago, Patrick. This is the first time the U.S. and China are circulating aircraft carriers in the same disputed zone. How risky is that?
Well, they try to time it such that the aircraft carriers are not there at the same time. At least it looks like that's what they're going to do. America's was there semi-recently. China moved its new aircraft carrier in when America was not in the area. So you just don't want them to be near each other at all, but increasingly it looks like that's going to be inevitable.
You know, we keep seeing these ominous headlines about the South China Sea, China sowing what seems to be some fairly aggressive oats. What is next for the South China Sea and this powerful Chinese aircraft carrier?
Yeah, well, in the South China Sea, you're going to increasingly see China deploy this aircraft carrier, the Shandong. When the aircraft carrier isn't there, there's this shadow naval militia, these so-called Chinese fishing boats that often have armed men on board. The Philippine government actually calls them a militia directly. Hundreds of these boats have been swirling near Philippine territory claimed by the Philippines recently, and that's part of what upset the foreign minister so much.
Mm.
As for the Shandong, this aircraft carrier, it has already taken a spin around the other big flashpoint in Asia, which is Taiwan. That will keep happening. To quote one Chinese general, "Our aircraft carriers are, quote, not homebodies, and long-distance voyages will become normal."
The World's Asia correspondent, Patrick Nguyen, thanks very much for explaining this.
Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.